Hello.
My name is Abigail.
My name is Matt.
And welcome to the Polyglot Progress Podcast.
This is episode 3, and today we're going to be talking about learning multiple languages simultaneously.
There's probably hundreds and thousands of videos on YouTube talking about the subject. Every language learner seems to have their own opinion about whether you can or can't learn multiple languages at the same time. I think from what I've seen, most people say you can't. Like, you shouldn't.
That's, I think, the general consensus. At least learning multiple languages consecutively is fine. But people typically say, learn one, wait a bit, then learn another. They don't say, you know...
Yeah, the one thing I've heard is, if you have to do it, do, like, I think it's the 75-25 rule or something like that, where, like, you've got to be, like, at, like, 75% in mm-hmm. one language, and then you can start another one or something like that.
I've heard a lot of stuff like that. I've heard that with, like, almost... It's in a lot of language learning techniques, like the 80-20% rule.
That's... That 80-20 is what 80-20? It is, yeah.
Okay.
I think.
I don't know
it's something along
to,
those lines.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've just seen other ones that are like, well, you can learn multiple languages. Sure, you can obviously buy, like, a German book and a Croatian book and learn both at once. But, like, you won't move... You won't have the same amount of progress and stuff, and I guess I agree with that, but I feel like it's looked at much more negatively than it is for your language learning.
It has to be.
Yeah, like, I mean, I personally try and stick with mainly one language, but at the same time, I also, like, it just depends on the time. Like, during the school year, I have to stick to one language, I find.
One,
because I just don't have time. But at the same time, I am learning two languages then, because I, like, took French in school all those years. I'm majoring in languages in college. Like, I'm going to have multiple languages going on. And so, like, whatever I learn is, like, the second or third language on top of it at home. And, I mean, if you think about it, I might be taking two languages next year. I'm not totally sure yet, but I might be taking two languages first semester next year.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think, like, in that case, I guess it is more of an 80-20 thing because, I mean, I'm a pretty advanced French speaker, so adding another language isn't that crazy.
Yeah, that was me with German and adding another language to it.
But still, like, the fact that you could learn multiple languages in college, and there's so many teachers out there for, like, high schools that know French and Spanish and learned them both in college, like, I feel like that kind of says
it
that you can...
prove something.
You can do multiple.
Now, let me introduce a theory that I'm sure you've heard before, and I know you've heard before because we've spoken about it. Have people ever said to you, either if you're going to learn multiple languages, choose different language families? Or have you ever had the experience, because as of right now, I'm partying and learning French and Spanish over the summer.
Yeah, we're talking about
and
that.
And people go, how are you going to keep the two languages apart? And I kind of just sit there like, well, but it's because they're two different languages.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, this is something I both agree on and disagree on. Like, I know I even told you, like, hey, you might want to do more of, like, an 80-20 thing. But even that wasn't necessarily even just because it was French and Spanish,
it's
and they're part
lot.
Of the same thing. It's just because I know you, like, really need to be at a certain place by the end of the summer. So, like, I feel like risking it and trying to learn both at once might end up being more stressful because you know you have to learn a certain amount of stuff. So, like, knocking
but
one language
way,
out and then getting to the other
a
one.
Just for a general person.
Yeah, I mean... I suppose it depends. Like,
I think it's totally based on personal situation.
Yeah, I think all, like, that's what I wrote. Like, it depends on how you work and also what you want to get out of it. Like, if you want to be making really fast progress on one language, then yeah, you should probably learn
that.
Only one language and put all your effort towards it. But at the same time, it depends on what kind of person you are. Like, I know personally, I try to stick to one language because I just don't have time to be learning multiple languages.
But your heart's
languages.
In so many at the same time.
No, but, like, also, like, I found that, like, I burn myself out if I'm focused on one language all the time, and that language, like, there's periods of time where, like, I just want to pour everything I have into one language, and that's great, and I'll run with it, but then there's other periods of time where, like, I kind of am not feeling that with that language, and I just start to burn myself out by doing only that. So, like, I like having multiple languages just so I can keep myself interested, like, in language learning.
Of course, yeah.
But something that I've found that I like to do is I have a main language, which is currently German. And then I have, like...
Do you want to say it?
I've got a language that I refer to as the side hoe language. The side hoe language. And so, like, when I have extra time or when I just need to kind of take my brain to a separate place with language learning, like, I'll go to that. So that's been Bulgarian.
It's a bit more
Bulgarian's about to become a main language. Yeah, and with the summer, I'm planning on having two main languages.
As am I.
I'm almost done with the point that I want to take German to for now. So, like, German will actually stop being a main language at that point. Well, so it's close to moving away.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I think once Bulgarian becomes a main language, I might add something else as a main language as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what yet, because my summer goals, a lot of it was just, like, do some dabbling, because that's something I haven't been able to do during the school year, because... I could technically dabble, but I was keeping myself to one language and was like, no, I need to focus on German. And then occasionally, like, I'd go to Bulgarian because that's, like, my next step.
You should also mention what you're going to be doing polyglot progress-wise for your summer goals, the series you're going to
be. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be doing updates, like, each month. So my last day of school, I don't know if I'm going to go based on... Yeah, I guess I'll probably go on when my last day of classes was, because I graduated, like, a week later, which was weird.
Yeah.
yeah, prom was after I was done with school, but technically before I graduated, and it was just a weird time. But, so my last day was technically the 2nd. So on the 2nd of July, I'll make a, like, 1 month progress update and kind of talk about where I am at with all those goals that I put in that summer language goals video, and then I'll keep doing that. And then, I'm not sure when I'm gonna, like, end the summer, because my first day is on the 29th of August.
Okay.
So it's, like, really close to the 2nd, but not totally there.
Yeah.
So I might just go till the 2nd of September, because I don't think my classes will really have picked up by then. Because it's still technically...
Also, you'll be starting potentially new languages around that time, and you can
show your preparation. Yeah, well, it's technically welcome week as well then.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what the deal is there is, like, we start classes halfway through welcome week, and I'm pretty sure we just kind of do, like, chill, kind of, like, this is okay. What college is like type stuff, because...
So you'll have time to probably...
yeah, I think I'll have time to finish up whatever my goals are at the moment.
Nice.
Yeah, so, like, I like to have multiple languages, but at varying degrees of importance and degrees of focus. So,
definitely.
Like, that makes it so that, like, important. I try to hold myself to doing German. But then, like, say I have extra time, that's when I can go to the second language. Because I think part of the problem is if you make a schedule that involves you learning 4 languages every day, you aren't going to have, like, unless you do... You're not going to have time every day. Like, and then I feel like that's what happens with so many people, is they're like, I'm going to learn Norwegian and Zulu and French.
You're just looking at my bookshelf
now. I'm just looking at your books to pick. That's what I did before. That's where Croatian and German came from. So yeah, I'm going to learn Zulu and French and Swahili and Norwegian. And those are my 4 languages. And then the thing is like, you might only get to Zulu every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other 3, you're not making any progress in. But then, like, the once a month you go to Swahili, you're like, you've got to relearn everything.
Yes.
And it just detracts from everything. So, like...
That's when what kind of a learner you are really plays into it, and how well your memory is.
Well, that, but also, like, you're never going to make progress then. If Swahili's only, like...
Once a month.
You barely get to it ever.
Yeah.
But you're like, yeah, I'm learning Swahili right now. But then you're stressing over it because you're like, gotta cut down on my Zulu so I can get to Swahili. Like, you're cutting down on the number of time you have for it, and you're also just not fully focused on it, like, which is the main problem. And I know a lot of other people do, like having a schedule with, like, alternating days.
Set times that you're going,
like,
to work on certain languages.
Yeah, like, set days. Like, they'll be like, Monday is French, and then Tuesday is
Cantonese.
Cantonese. And then some people just alternate between the two, and I'm considering trying that with Bulgarian and German, but I also, I'm not totally sure yet, because...
You know what I'm afraid of? I'm almost afraid of letting a day go by. Like, I feel like that day is time I could be spending.
Yeah, that's another thing, is you just have to decide, like, would you rather learn all the languages in one day? Which is another thing, because people are like, well, then you can't do the schedule thing, like, you need to learn them all in one day or else you'll fall behind. But then there's also the argument that you should break them up, because otherwise your focus is going to be, all over the place. Like, you're going to be focused on, like, German, and then when you go to learn French, you're like, not fully going to be able to make that shift over.
At the same time, it should be said that the more languages you learn, the easier it becomes to process language and understand and come to grips with how it works.
Yeah, but so
at the same time, every language is different.
Yeah, so that's also part of why you might not have as much of a problem this summer with learning French and Spanish, and part of why I'm really not that worried, mm-hmm. because, like, you do have experience learning a lot of languages, and you can keep them separate, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think you'll be fine. Like, I've only noticed there's been a couple slip-ups where some Spanish has floated into your French.
Has it really?
Well, earlier when you said "por new," but you said "por" like a Spanish person and not a French person. So, I mean, technically you were right. It just sounded not...
Yeah. I mean, that'll be one of my goals is to separate my pronunciation because I have a tendency to
I feel like that will be where your problem will come in.
My enunciation.
Yeah.
Pronunciation.
Like, because I think you said you had that problem when you were learning Norwegian, too. Like, a lot of things you wanted to pronounce.
My German accent became Norwegian. And I would speak German with a Norwegian accent. But I have a note here, which is that due to my progress with German over, like, 6 years before I started Norwegian, which, like, I didn't plan. I'm going to spend 6 years learning German and then do Norwegian.
Yeah.
It's just how it happened. Because I had so much German behind me, I went into another Germanic language. So much of the vocabulary was the same, and the pronunciation was different, that I just had to adapt the way I spoke. And so it was learning that mainly for me. So, and I was able to notice, like, patterns in the words, you know?
But do you think you would have found it as easy had you been trying to learn German and Norwegian at the same time?
At the same time?
Like, started them both from scratch. Like, one day you were like, I'm starting German, and then I'm going to start Norwegian the same day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I know, there was that one time last summer, Matt and I were just perusing Duolingo, wanted to learn a language together, and I'd kind of just started dabbling a little bit with German, and we started a Dutch course, and I just couldn't do it.
But I was
like
having...
Matt was having a really easy time because he was like, wow, this is so similar to German. But I was just so confused because it was so similar to German.
It was so new. Because you were just beginning German at that
time. Yeah, I was just beginning German. Okay. So I didn't have like a clear grasp of like German things. You want to just go take that and I'll
just
keep talking?
I will leave momentarily, yes.
Matt's got to go take a phone call.
I've got an important business call to make.
It's his mother. Yeah, like, I noticed with Dutch, like, I didn't have that full grasp of German yet, so adding a language that was really similar to German just became kind of a mush of craziness. So another thing is that, this is so strange just talking on my own. I like to have, as I said, like, I like to have, like, my side hoe language to do on days when I have extra time or when I'm just really feeling motivated but also I like to do it when I'm kind of really not feeling language learning. As I said, I can burn myself out pretty easily, and so having a language that I can pick up on those days to kind of take my mind away from it and bring me back to language learning is really good, but I also really like dabbling for that. Like just kind of picking up something completely new, learning the basics. Maybe you'll forget all those basics in a few weeks, maybe you'll come back to language eventually, maybe you won't, maybe it was just a fun dabble session, but I feel like dabbling can bring you back to liking language learning. Like, I know recently I was having, like, a really bad day, and it wasn't necessarily a bad language learning day, it was just a bad day in general, but obviously I didn't want to learn languages, but I just casually started learning.
We were going to be talking about learning languages and dealing with mental illness simultaneously in a future podcast, so...
We are.
If that's something you'd be interested in, stick around, I can speak English. I'm not sure what we're talking about.
Yes,
hello.
But what I was saying was, I just casually kind of picked up American Sign Language. It's on my summer goals list, so it was something that it wasn't totally random, it was something that I had plans to do in the future, but I just kind of picked it up and started learning the basics, learned how to fingerspell, how to count, or I guess just refreshed my finger spelling and counting because I technically already knew that. Mm-hmm. Started learning some of the syntax and, like, just some phrases and other words and things. And, like, I feel like after that, like, that kind of just pulled me out of my language slump. Like, I was ready to learn, German and ready to, get back to my German, ready to get ready for Bulgarian. Like, that's something that I find helps me. And maybe, so, like, that doesn't even have to be an everyday thing. Like, I feel like having languages that you can just, like, pick up casually and just, like, learn something. Sure, that's time that you could be making progress in whatever your main language is.
But sometimes it's healthy.
But, well, that's the thing. But if you're really not feeling, like, let's say your main language is German, like mine was. Like, if you're just really not feeling picking up German, like, is it more of a waste of time to pick up the basics in French, or is it more of a waste of time to just kind of really not do anything because you just can't bring yourself to pick up the German book?
Yeah, if you're in that much of a funk, learning anything will be a disadvantage at that point because you're just going to be so distracted by your almost those feelings toward the language because it's all negative learning at that
well,
point.
Well, that's even if you pick up a book, like, because that's the thing is, I mean, there's days where you just really just can't bring yourself to do any language learning, and so that's why I'm saying, like, having, like, learning the basics of a language or going back to an old language that you've worked on in the past, something that you're not...
Is this what
that
we're
isn't
saying?
Your main active study language. Like, doing some work in that, sure, you're, like, taking your focus from whatever your main language is, but you obviously weren't that focused on it already. So, like, focusing on something else, it actually, like, gets your... Like, I found for me, it kind of, like, resets your brain back to language learning, reminds you, like, hey, I really like... Learning new words. Yeah, like, this is a fun thing for me. And I think that's true of, like, anything. Like, I know, like, if you like reading books, there's, like, reading slumps or whatever. Yeah. And, like, you, if you pick up, like, a start of new book that's not the giant, thick one you're reading and just some, like, lighthearted book, you might be like, okay, yeah, I like reading again. If you're learning, like, a hard guitar song, like, just playing something really easy that you
like. I like this analogy.
Like, going back. Like, it's that kind of thing for me. Like, that's why I like having kind of, like, I've learned, like, I don't remember either of these, but I've learned, like, the Japanese writing systems, I've learned the Arabic writing system, and it's because I just learned it in one night and then have never gone back to it that I don't know it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's those things where, like, just kind of learning that was like, hey, yeah, this is fun, I'm ready to get back to my main language now and focus on that again. And, like, with ASL, I do remember it, so, yay.
So I've got a question for you. If we are going to set a limit as to how many languages someone should learn simultaneously, what's the number you give it?
How much time does the person have?
How much time would you give? Well, that's a whole podcast for itself. How much time should you devote to language learning?
Oh, let's add that to the topics list. It genuinely depends. Like, as I said, like, during the school year, sure, I'd like to be learning 2 languages at home.
I would say 2.
But I can't. I couldn't this past school year, at least. Like, I could not learn 2.
And that's your situation.
And now I have time to learn, I feel like, to commit the time that I like to commit to languages to 2 different languages at the same time. Which is why I'm like, I'll learn German and Bulgarian and then Bulgarian and something else at the same time, because I feel like I have the hours in a day that I can devote to it and I will not fry my brain completely. I'm not in school.
And can I just ask, do you think that it helps that you're learning German and Bulgarian and they're from 2 very different language families?
Ooh, we're back to this again.
I'm just interested because I still have a lot to say
I mean, I don't know. Because I feel like part of it is that I personally have never had the experience of learning 2 of the same languages. So maybe that, like, other than that run with Dutch and German, which lasted a night because I was like, I can't
like
do
15
this.
Minutes.
Yeah, no, I realized, I'm like, I just need to learn German for now because I can't learn the basics of both at the same time. It's too similar. It's too confusing. But, I've never had that experience. I mean, like, learning French, I had some basics of Spanish, but I'd stopped studying Spanish when I was learning French. And then now, like, everything has been... Like, when I learned Esperanto, I feel like it's closest to a romance language. Like, I know it's not considered a romance language, but I find it very similar, and lots of the words cross over. Mm-hmm. But also, that was kind of one of those 80-20 things, but my French was really high by the time I started learning Esperanto. So that wasn't in the way. It actually helped, because I was like, oh, that means this, because
it means the same thing
in French.
When you were making, like, the guitar analogy, I was saying, so basically, when you're having a tough language learning day, just go learn Esperanto.
Yes, honestly. Like, I mean, but even harder, like, as I said, like, I've learned the Arabic writing system. Like, I just do things like that. And, or you could just, like, go on Duolingo, learn some casual phrases.
Yeah,
and
I did that with Polish
at one point. I, like, picked up some basic Polish, don't remember a single thing I learned in basic Polish.
I remember, like, I just did Farsi on Memorize, just, like, I was learning the letters.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it just kind of, like, it brings you back to it. But with, I've never had the experience of learning two similar languages, and so maybe it does help that German and Bulgarian are so different. I honestly don't know, but I wonder if it is kind of an 80-20 thing. I don't consider myself to be anywhere near 80 with German.
Yeah.
Like, but the thing is that my German, when I've picked up Bulgarian, it hasn't been at the same time I'm picking up German. Like, German, I have learned the basics, and I am mm-hmm. expanding it.
So you're still learning the basics of Bulgarian?
Well, yes, because I only do it, like, on days when I, like, feel like I need to dabble or when I have lots of extra time. So it barely happens. I haven't even made it through one chapter, and I've had the book since October. So
this is the question I have. I keep hearing you say, I feel like I need to learn German. I need. Is it a need to learn languages, or is it a want?
It depends on the person again. For me, learning German is not technically a need, but it's something that I've personally committed myself to, that I need to get to, that, like, with my learning German, I want to get to a certain point in the language before I, like, set it back. And, I mean, eventually I might come back to it and decide I want to take my German further, but for now, I just, like, I feel like I want to get it to a certain point, and mm-hmm. I don't want to, like, give up on it before I get it to a certain point. Like, there's no problem with giving up on languages. I guess I haven't reached that level with German, mm-hmm. like, where I really don't, like,
see,
I've had a lot of issues with German, like, you've experienced this. There's been a lot of issues with me learning German, and a lot of issues with me sticking with learning German, or, like, at least wanting to, but I don't feel I've reached the level of giving up completely on it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I still owe it to myself to just finish what I've started, and I feel like I can finish, and so I feel like that's part of the thing,
that's
is that
important.
I shouldn't just stop trying to reach that point before I start something else, so...
You just want to do it for yourself.
I mean, for some people it is a need. Like, you need to learn Spanish to a certain level.
I do.
Because you're enrolled in a course, and if you do not learn Spanish to that level, you will fail.
And that's a need on a certain level. It's a need on a certain level, but it's a want on, I think, an even more important level.
Well, for you, it is also a want, because you don't need to take the class.
No, I'm just...
Like, it's not a graduation... But, like, let's say you have to take a language as a graduation requirement. Like, then it's a need to learn the language.
Okay, this is a topic we could talk about for ages, but are people in just gen ed language class, or, like, even enrolled in higher language classes?
I guess it depends, again, because I might need to learn Spanish, and again, like, it's a need, because...
But are you putting in the hours outside of school? Is it that kind of student we're talking about here?
Well, in my case, yes.
In your case?
Because the thing is that I'm... The college I'm going to next year, like... I might transfer, I might not, it's a weird thing, but if I stay there, one of the majors I'm doing is languages and culture. It's not a specific language, and mm-hmm. I need, by the end, to be, like, at an advanced level and able to translate in two languages.
Oh,
French
okay.
is obviously going to be one of them, but Spanish is probably my only other option, unless they add a translation course for Mandarin, in which case I might actually go with Mandarin,
really?
Because I like... have an interest in Chinese. I mean, I don't know. I might take beginner classes in both and decide which one I'd prefer to do.
You still thinking about Hebrew?
Yes, but Hebrew they only offer at the beginner level. So that's the other language I might be taking next year would be French and Hebrew.
That'd be so cool.
But Hebrew, like, I couldn't take to that level. But,
mm-hmm.
so,
I mean,
like...
you can always do it outside.
Well, I know, but it wouldn't go towards my major, and that would be a want. But with...
I see what you mean now.
I might need to learn Spanish to get the diploma. And in that sense, I actually would need to learn Spanish. Because if I'm taking a translation course, I'm kind of going to need to know Spanish.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
But also, it all comes back to you wanting to take that class.
Because I signed up for the major, then...
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's really, like, critical. Like, I do... But also, then we can get back to the fact that I signed up for that not necessarily wanting to learn Spanish, but to take my French further and to learn other languages, but I might need to learn Spanish because they just don't offer advanced classes in the other languages.
I see.
So, I mean, I don't know. You can get really philosophical with do you need to,
this
want
is my
to learn languages.
This is my TOK background just coming in.
Just because, I mean, because other people,
need to have it
maybe
somewhere.
You're moving to another country. do you need to learn the language, or do you want to so you're not just walking around as an...
I see. Now, that's a good point, because I'll be heading back to Germany in October, and I want to keep my German up and improve during
that's,
the summer.
I don't think that's a need, because your German's at a level that if you went to Germany, you could communicate. Maybe it wouldn't be as good as you'd like it to be.
But, like, let's say I stop learning German now, focus only on Spanish and French over the summer, my German will decay if I don't keep it up. So, my goal...
Decay. I think deteriorate is the word you're looking for,
deteriorate, okay.
But there's another thing. If you learn multiple languages, your other ones can deteriorate, including your English.
Yes.
The other day, I spent 10 minutes standing in the doorway to my laundry room, and I just sat there and went, what is this room called? And then my mom walked by, and I go, what is the room with the washer and dryer called? And she goes, the laundry room? And I'm like, the laundry room!
It's funny, you call it the laundry room, we call our room the utility room.
Yeah, a lot of people call it a utility room. But I just didn't know, like, I didn't even think of that. Like, there was just no word in my head. I was like, the room with the washer and dryer.
Some people call it the washroom, I realize.
Nothing came to my head. It happened the other day, too, something else like that happened. And I sat there and was like, I don't remember what it's called. And then I had to ask my mom again, and she's just like, this, like, really basic words. And sometimes it is one of those things where it comes to me in another language.
Yes.
But yes. Again, that's not, so many people feel like if you learn multiple languages at the same time, you're gonna, like, mix them up. Ooh, this isn't necessarily a mix them up. It's just that I, like, blank on certain words. Like, I don't know, maybe it is me mixing them up, but it's not necessarily just the languages. Like, it's the things that I'm at. I'm an advanced level, like my English and my, like, French, and, like, then every other language I learn. Like, sometimes I just automatically think of the word in another language, or I blank on the word in whatever language it is,
but
can think of it in other
things. Could that be a sign of, like, just how advanced you are? The fact that, like, hey, that vocabulary came to me.
I mean, I don't know. Literally, every time I see my friends, I want to call them amikoi, which is Esperanto for friends. Like, I'm always just like, hello, amikoi, but I have to catch myself. And it happens literally every time. For some reason, that's just the word that automatically comes to my mind when I see friends. Like, friends in English isn't even the word that comes to mind. Like, it's always amikoi, and I'm always like, no one will understand me.
That's how you figure out if they're... Well, we used to... Because we have this inside joke with Esperanto, which is, Ji havas mean, it has me.
Like, just scream that in public.
Because I think
we were
running
help
a film.
Us.
And, like...
So no, we were swimming, and
we
then...
We were swimming,
and
then
it was night outside, and I was just like, Ji havas mean, and, like, went under.
And so we were in a train station one time and wondered, oh, if one of us yell this, will Esperanto speakers come running? Or would someone think we're crazy and come
so
running?
So it's just become a thing. Whenever we're in public, we'll just, like, whisper to each other, like, Ji havas mean, like...
But you were mentioning something about languages being similar and just having that vocabulary come to you when you don't mean it to. And so this made me think of a situation I had where I was in a Skype chat of Norwegian speakers. There were some native, some learners. And most of the people there were also learning Danish at the same time. Danish and Norwegian are, I think, as close as languages can get.
Danish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so, literally, like... They share most of the vocab.
It's just
pronunciation. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. But, so I have this little thing written. I'm just going to read it. So, like, Norwegian and Swedish are mutually... Oh, this is talking about Swedish. Okay. Let me go down to the bottom where my note is.
Good job.
So, the Norwegian people who were... Norwegian people. The people learning Norwegian were also learning Danish, and they were often confused with what they were saying due to learning both at the same time. Like, they kept using the wrong grammatical structure, and... pronouncing words wrong, and the native Norwegian would have to catch them and be like, that's not Norwegian, that's Danish.
Oh, so I mean, I feel like, yeah, I feel like I'll stand by, you can learn languages from the same family, but only with the 80-20 thing, because, or something similar to 80-20, because if you're gonna learn Norwegian and Danish like that, but also, like, just like my one experience with it, like, with German and Dutch, like, it's just really confusing. And, like...
You have to get to a point where you separate it.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying learning the basics of both at the same time is a bad idea. But if I were to learn, like, basics and, like, how to introduce myself and, like, a bit of stuff in German and then add on Dutch, maybe I wouldn't have that problem. I haven't gone back to Dutch since, so I can't tell you how it would go now. But I feel like at this point, like, the point my German is at, like, I feel like now if I were to add on Dutch, I know enough German that I could keep it separate from Dutch.
And that's me with, I had the experience with the Swedish people on the train coming home, where I was sitting in like a little booth, and these three Swedish lads and a lassie came over, sat, do you say lassie? I have no idea. I just call everybody lads.
I call everyone lads. It's one of those things, like, I call everyone dudes and just hope one, like, English. Gets upset with me.
But so, they sit down, and I hear them talking, and they're talking what I hear to be Norwegian.
Yeah, Matt got so excited.
I start texting Abigail so excitedly. I'm like, Norwegian people are sitting next to me! And so, I'm waiting, and I'm just thinking in my head, like, I'm gonna say something. I'm not gonna miss my shot. I'm blanking on Hamilton now.
Not gonna throw away my
not
shot.
Not throwing away my shot. I wasn't throwing away my shot. And so eventually, they're just speaking and speaking. And then I turn to the lady and I go, Snakker du norsk? And like, I haven't spoken Norwegian in ages. That probably sounded awful.
you sound goes, very different than your old Norwegian.
Snakker du norsk? And she goes, Nei, vi snakker svensk. And I'm like, so that's no, we're speaking Swedish. And I'm like, oh, I understand. Like, in Norwegian, I'm like, oh, I understand. And that's because they're mutually intelligible. And so I feel like if you're going to draw a line with learning two languages at the same time, don't
learn Norwegian don't learn, and Swedish at the same time.
I wouldn't
time.
Do that. There are a lot of people that do that because they're so close together and because they're so close to English especially. I feel like it's a bad idea because
I'd
if you want to become
wait.
Proficient in one, do that. Yeah. But learning the other is going to be so easy. That's, because you can just talk to the
that's
person.
That's like, I have plans to learn both Urdu and Hindi.
Me too.
But the thing is that I have a plan. Like, I'm going to learn Arabic, and then I'm going to learn Urdu because the scripts are there. And then I'm going to learn Hindi because that's
Urdu script
really
here.
Close together. Yeah. But, like, I would never try and learn Urdu and Hindi at the same time, even though, like, I could, and it would just be
too.
Really similar, and I could yeah. be like, yeah, okay, I know this. But I'd much rather prefer to get my Urdu to a pretty good level and then be like, okay, time to learn Hindi, and Hindi will then come fairly
so
easy
much quicker
to
you.
Me.
You would have
yeah,
to learn the script and adapt your pronunciation and
yeah, so I'd learn Hindi,
grammar.
Like, really quickly, and that's great, and I suppose I could do it while learning Urdu, but I feel like at that point, it
and
takes longer
that could be
to learn them. Instead of, like,
yeah.
putting all that time in, you could be learning into Urdu, if you're splitting it between Urdu and Hindi and then having to constantly try and be like, wait, the differences are confusing me because I'm just learning both of these for the first time. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's much better. I feel like it's a much quicker process and a much more efficient process if you focus really, like, a lot on Urdu, get that down, and then move on to Hindi, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember this from Urdu. I just have to change it a little bit to get it to Hindi.
So these are with languages that are similar to each other. So far that we've been talking about. Now, we were talking earlier about learning different languages, and that kind of splitting the time that you have with them evenly seems to be okay?
Evenly, or pull a me and do it very unevenly, but don't expect to make progress in
okay.
the smaller
so
language.
Primary
because
and
I have my
language.
My primary language, and then I either have, like, a backup language, or just dabble in other things. But obviously, like, as I said, I've had my Bulgarian book since October, have been working through it since October, but I'm not even a chapter through, because I only do it when I'm not doing German, when I've already done German, when I just need a break from German. So, like, I'm literally less than chapter one. I've learned the alphabet and how to introduce myself and a few verb conjugations, and that's it since October.
Can you introduce yourself in Bulgarian right now?
I can't say my name, though. Like, by introduce
oh,
myself,
okay.
I mean I can say, like, hello, how are you? Which, by the way, I also learned something cool. This is totally off topic, but in French class, towards the end of the year, we had this thing where it was presentations, like, you taught the class your talent in French as, like, a speaking exercise, and it was actually, like, a ton of fun. Like, I wish we did that every year. Like, it was just, like, a fun thing, because, like, we're seniors, yay. but, like, it was a lot of fun, like, just watching people, like, teach us stuff. Like, even if it wasn't in French, like, it was cool to have it in French, and it was a good speaking exercise. But it was just so cool to learn, like, all these random things from people. And, like,
yeah.
everyone would pass out handouts. Like, we learned how to play a song on guitar. We, like, learned some ballet moves. But I taught people Esperanto. But
oh,
then...
Yeah.
Someone else in my class is a
you
native
had me
Russian
going
speaker.
Through my grammar book and just like teaching me the basics of grammar.
Someone else is a native Russian speaker, and so she taught us Russian and then gave us Russian candy if we got things right. So we got, like, food, which is great.
So you had Bulgarian to help.
But it was really cool because she taught us how to say, like, how are you? And I'm going to butcher the pronunciation on both of these. With Russian, it's kak dela. And then with Bulgarian, it's kakse.
Okay.
So they're, like, really similar. Like, she was like, how do you say how are you? And then she's like, kak dela. And I'm like, whoa! Like, I think there's also a way to say hello that's similar, but it's not, like, the normal. It's, like, a informal or something. Like, there's, like, one that crosses over. Like, one way to say it crosses over, and I don't remember what it is. Like, what word it is in either. But there's, like, something like that that crosses over with Russian.
I love finding little bits of language that cross over between different languages. That's one of my favorites.
Okay, wait, I want to ask you another thing. This maybe doesn't have to do with learning multiple languages at the same time, but...
All right, well, we talked about it for, like...
Well, yeah, okay,
already.
And we've already talked about other things, so we'll just make a little transition. This will have two topics this time. I want to ask, because people have recommended this to me, and I don't want to do it, but I just, for other languages, it works too, and I know you actually are kind of doing this for something.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you feel about learning one language so that you can learn another? Because so many people have been like, you should learn Russian before you learn Bulgarian, because it'll be easier. You'll have experience with a Slavic language. And I don't want to do that, because at the moment, I just don't want to be learning Russian at the moment. I want to be learning Bulgarian. Like, who knows, maybe in the future I'll go back and learn Russian, and my Bulgarian might help me with my Russian then. But, like, I don't want to put in all the time and effort to learn Russian at the moment just to help me learn Bulgarian. So,
I totally
how do
understand.
You feel? And I know you kind of, that's part of, you wanted to use Norwegian kind of to help you with Icelandic in the future. Like as a bridge from your German to Icelandic.
I just wanted to go across, like, the Arctic.
Yeah, across the Arctic. So, like, how do you feel about learning one language to be able to learn another language? Or, like,
I do not think
how
it is
I'm
necessary.
Planning on learning Urdu to help me with my Hindi, but technically I want to learn
I just
both
think that's
anyway.
Being
smart
so,
about
like. It because you want to do both?
Yeah.
But I think there are some languages where, like, Wolof.
Mm-hmm.
I think having French is good to learn Wolof because I'm going to say there are languages where just some of the resources in that language, for that language, are not published in English. Not published in. So like, people who speak, I'm going to say, Aramaic. And want to learn German. Now, I have no idea about what's published in Aramaic, but let's say there's no Aramaic to German. You're gonna have to bridge that and eventually find your way to German. So I think I'll express.
But let's say you are an English
this.
Speaker and you've gotta go.
I have to be right back. So many interruptions this podcast, but I will continue that when I get back. I will think more.
Okay, well, wait, I've got a question for you when you come back.
Okay.
What if you are an English speaker, you do have access to the resources, but, like, you want to learn Russian to make Bulgarian easier? Like, just something,
I do not think it is
just
necessary.
Something because it'll make things easier, okay.
I do not think it is necessary.
All right, thanks. I'm left alone again. Hey, I don't know what to talk about while Matt's gone this time. We kind of just ended a thing. Let's see. What else can we talk about? I'm just going to open this up to comments at the moment, even though you can't comment right now. But as you're listening, you can put the timestamp for this in. I was just wondering what you feel on learning multiple languages at the same time. Like, do they need... Is it possible? Is it a smart idea? Should you do it at all? Does it help if you are splitting your time evenly or not, like I kind of do? Is there a difference if you're learning languages from the same family, like you're learning French and Spanish at the same time, or learning two completely different languages, like German and Bulgarian? And how do you feel about learning a language to make another language easier for you? Great, Matt's back. I can... Oof. I just opened it up to comments. I gave them some comment questions for this week, so...
All right. Well, that's good, because we're going to have to wrap up soon anyway, but you had a question for me, so
let's go back
this
to
question.
That, then. Yeah, so if you are a native English speaker, you don't need to learn... It's not like the, you speak Aramaic, you want to learn German. There's nothing in Aramaic to learn German, so you need to learn
another. And that was just hypothetical. Thing. I don't know if that's the case.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously. But, so let's say there's nothing in your native language. You need to learn another thing if you want to be able to get resources for that. Let's say you're native and English speaker, there's, and you want to learn Spanish. There's thousands and thousands of Spanish resources yes. out there. But you're like, if I learn French, I feel like no one would really do this, but let's say you're like, I want to learn French to make learning Spanish easier.
Oh my
Is
God.
There any sense to that?
Well, with those two languages, I would
well,
say
okay,
no.
Well, yeah, okay, but, okay, but, let's give it a
but
different
learning
one.
Learning a language to make another one
Something
easier?
Something like that. Yeah, like, let's say there are resources for both languages in your target, in your native language. You could feasibly
here's,
do it, but you're just like, I just want to do it to make it easier. Here's like how people are like, learn Russian so you can learn Bulgarian, and I'm like, I could just learn Bulgarian.
That's exactly it. I think it's a waste of time. I think you have resources to learn, if you've got resources to learn the language in your native tongue, with time, with practice, with effort, you will reach the same proficiency you would if you took the long route. Mm-hmm. Just with taking the long route, I think, hey, you're learning more languages, but if you're doing it only to learn enough to learn another language, I don't think there's much point to that.
Yeah, I mean, because that's the thing is, like, I'm only doing the Urdu to Hindi thing because they're both on the list of languages I want to learn.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it feels just reasonable for me to do them right after another. Like, I'm going to learn them both eventually. Maybe I won't even learn them right after another. But it just feels like the logical thing to take mm-hmm. Arabic, Urdu, and Hindi and learn them in that order when I eventually start learning
yes.
those. And, like, maybe I'll have another language that I'll be doing at the same time so that I won't, like, feel like I'm stuck to this. Like, I'll still have the freedom to choose languages.
Definitely.
But, like, it just feels logical. But, like, then when people are like, learn Russian to learn Bulgarian. Like, I could just learn Bulgarian. Sure,
yeah,
there's not a
is,
ton of resources, and it's hard because it's my first Slavic language.
Mm-hmm.
But learning Russian is going to be hard if it's my first Slavic language, too. And then I'm not going to, my heart's not going to be in it either because I just want to learn Bulgarian. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I think that's all it is to it. Just have your heart in it. Just have, you know, be willing to spend the time and effort to even find the resources, because sometimes you just gotta look hard enough.
Yeah.
And they're there. You just need to search for it. I think just putting in the time, the effort, and I mean, really just like that oomph.
Oomph.
Yep.
The language oomph.
Yep. So I think
so.
That's all we need to say.
What's
about
our consensus we got
languages.
To today? We had a lot of rambling, I think.
We did. I think we said learning two languages is probably a good idea if you're going to learn multiple at the same time. Don't go with
don't,
ones that
don't
are too
Don't learn
too similar.
Many. Don't learn two similar ones. Also, kind of split it no matter what. Like, I feel like I also would never recommend even, like, I wouldn't learn German and Bulgarian starting from basics on the same day. Like, I feel like you just shouldn't start. I feel like maybe you don't need to do 80-20, but you should at least start one and then start another one a little bit after. Like,
yes.
I don't think you should, like, start both at once because that's just, and you might not get confused, but it's just a lot for
it's
your brain.
Yeah, you'll make progress quicker. Remember, it's all based on the person. It's all based on how far you want
to
go.
Yeah, if you're a person that needs to be focused on
if
one project,
fun,
don't
you're
learn
a linguist,
multiple
you're
languages. But if you're a person that burns out, if you're forced to stick with one and you want to just, language learning is a fun thing and you want to just pick up lots of things,
yeah.
then just, you don't even need to stick with one language if you don't want to. Like, I feel like that's something that people don't recognize in the language community. Like, everyone's like, if you learn multiple, you'll never get far in one. But some people don't even want to get far in languages.
I know.
Like, they'd rather just learn the basics of everything, and that's completely fine. Sure, you'll never be able to have conversations with people.
Shut down.
But that's mm-hmm. not everyone's goal. Like, just,
no, I know.
Like, learning alphabets might be a fun thing for you.
And
that's
like, totally fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, so, I mean, it depends on the person. It depends on what you want to get out of language learning. Matt just started stroking my tattoo as we're talking.
It's very interesting.
It just feels like skin. It's just skin, Matt. It's a little bit dry right now, but it's just skin.
So are those all our thoughts?
Those are all of our thoughts, and also only learn languages to learn other languages if you want to learn both. Don't
do it.
Don't do it because people think it'll make it easier.
Don't also...
Because we should also bear in mind that the people are telling me this are people who have learned...
They're monoglots.
No other languages.
They're monoglots. Don't listen
like,
to monoglots.
Like, also, at some point, we're going to make a thing on what languages
things,
are
things
useful.
Monoglots say.
Well, but also... we should do that. Yes. But also, at some point, we'll make a podcast on, like, the most useful languages and that kind of thing and, like, our views on that.
Oh, boy.
But I'd just like to leave you with something that I was told recently by some monoglots. I was recently told... that French is one of the least useful languages to learn.
All right, with that, we're going to end the podcast, everybody. French isn't useful.
Don't learn French. You'll be able to talk to no one.
Nope, there's not, you know, a whole world of Francophone speakers.
There's no French speakers. Learn English.
All right, I'm just going to walk away now.
All right, goodbye.
Happy learning, not French, obviously.
Practice makes progress in English.
Bye.
Bye.